What's in the box? And description of and orientation to the Brilliant 14. When you receive your Brilliant 14, you're going to find the following items in the box. Of course, you'll find the Brilliant 14 itself, which is already in its nice carrying case. It also has a pre-installed lanyard, and I'll talk to you more about that in just a moment. You'll also find a micro USB cable, a USB wall adapter, and a quick start guide for your Brilliant in both print and Braille. The quick start guide includes a Braille commands summary for your Brilliant. The included power adapter has a USB port built into it so that you can plug the power adapter into a wall and plug your micro USB cable into the USB port on the adapter. This way, you'll be able to charge via any wall outlet. You could also choose to just use your micro USB cable and plug it in to a PC or Mac, either to charge the device or when using it in terminal mode. One thing to note is when you do receive the box, there is what looks like the bottom of the box, but which is actually a piece of cardboard which you will need to remove in order to find your micro USB cable and your USB power adapter. So if you have any difficulty finding those two particular accessories, that's where those are. As mentioned a moment ago, the Brilliant 14 will likely be in its case when you receive it. The included case is made of a nice, supple leather material, and the inside portion of the case, which covers the keys and the display of your Brilliant, is made out of a soft velvet material. The Brilliant 14 is attached to the case via Velcro, and I'm just going to pull it off so you can hear what that sounds like. So you can take it out of the case, but I definitely would encourage you to leave it in there for its protection and to keep it nice and clean and dirt and dust free. The case has a magnetic closure that will allow a portion of the case to fold down over the keys and display itself. And the attached lanyard is nice and long so that you can easily carry the Brilliant around your neck or over your shoulder for easy portability. The lanyard is detachable if for whatever reason you do not want it, but it does make it much easier to carry around and be portable for you. And speaking of portability, the Brilliant is really light and easy to carry because it's just over half a pound. Let's talk about the device itself. It is rectangular. On the top face of the device, you will find an 8-key Perkins-style keyboard, which includes dots 1 through 6, dot 7, which will fall under your left little finger, and dot 8, which will fall under your right little finger. Dot 7 will often serve as a backspace key when you are writing and editing, and dot 8 serves as an enter key during writing and editing. If you prefer to write in computer Braille, you will also be using dots 7 and 8 to execute certain commands, and for writing particular characters. When you place your hands on the keyboard, you will find that dots 1 and 4 are slightly closer to the front of the keyboard, as are dots 7 and 8. This allows for very comfortable ergonomic typing for you. The keys are vertical and slightly oblong in shape. The shape and placement of the keys allow for a very effective and efficient typing surface. Just above and between dots 1 and 4, you will find a small joystick. You can utilize this to assist in navigation. The joystick moves in 5 directions, up, down, left, right, and you can press directly in on it. Pressing directly in on the joystick also can serve as confirmation, just like the enter key or dot 8 does. You could also refer to this gesture as the action gesture when you press directly in on the joystick, because it confirms an action that you are wanting to take. If you slide your hands down from the Perkins-style keyboard, you will find the display. This is a 14-cell Braille display. Above each cell, you will find cursor routing sensors. You may also hear these referred to as active touch sensors. They are not actually keys. What you will find is a slight groove above each cell of the Brilliant's Braille display, and you can touch just under or sometimes even within each of those grooves to move the cursor to a respective cell on the Braille display. If you have only worked with cursor routing keys before and not cursor routing sensors, as these are, this may take a little bit of getting used to. Fortunately, there are settings within the Brilliant itself that can assist you in making this process a little easier for you. The nice thing about having cursor sensors versus cursor keys is that you don't have to worry about having wear and tear on cursor routing keys. Just beneath and in the direct center of the 14-cell Braille display, you're going to find a long rectangular key. This is the spacebar. You can also use this key in conjunction with other keys to invoke certain commands on the Brilliant. If you move your hands from the spacebar towards the front face of the display, you will find four long, thin, rectangular keys. These are referred to as thumb keys because you can operate them with your thumbs without moving your other fingers from the keyboard itself. If you have had experience with other HumanWare products in the past, you'll already be familiar with these keys and their functionality. Starting from left to right, you will find the previous thumb key, left, right, and next thumb key. The previous and next, or the two outermost thumb keys, will allow you to move from item to item in menus. The left and right thumb keys, or the two center thumb keys, allow you to pan the display. On the back of the device, there is only one control. If you have your left little finger sitting on the .7 or backspace key, and you slide your left hand to the back face of the Brilliant, you'll find a switch. This is a two-position switch. If you flip the switch to the left, you will be in application mode. If you flip the switch to the right, you will be in terminal mode. More on these two modes of operation in an upcoming module. If you move to the left-hand side of the device, you will find a button and a port that will be of interest to you. Closer to the back of the left-hand side of the unit, you will find a square button that is almost flush with the Brilliant itself, and it has a dot in its center. This is the power button. You will press and hold this button for approximately 3 seconds to turn your device on or off. This button can also assist you in accessing the menu when you are in terminal mode. Slide your hand down an inch or so from the power button and you will find the micro USB port. This is where you will plug in your micro USB cable when you wish to charge your Brilliant or when you wish to connect it to a PC or Mac in terminal mode. Please note that when you plug the smaller end of your USB cable into this micro USB charging port, the nibs on the end of the cable go down. If you ever need to locate the serial number on your Brilliant 14, it's located on the right-hand side of the bottom of the device. So you would need to unvelcro it from the case, if you have it in its case, and you will find it there. So those are all of the controls that you will find on the unit, and we will discuss more of the use and functionality of these controls in an upcoming module.